Lee David at 2014 World Series of Poker. I'm here with the surprise package of last World Series, the winner of the title that all the top pros want to win, the 50k Poker Players Championship. That is, of course, Matt Ashton. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm really well, thanks.
I said you was a surprise package last year. Of course, this year you're not. Does that change anything for you in terms of how people are playing against you?
I'm a little more aware that people, they know how I am now. They're probably a little more cautious. They expect me to test them a little more because they think I'm a better player now. But I'm just still playing my own game and adjusting to everyone else.
And started off the World Series not here in Vegas, but out in Atlantic City, right? Started off really well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, a lot of my friends were surprised I went, but it seemed like a fun tournament and a good value with the mix.
A lot of value.
With the circuit grinders in. A lot of them played well, but it was still a good value tournament. And it was a new place. I wanted to just see what it was like. Yeah, I got pretty lucky in the tournament. Managed to finish third. I enjoyed it. It's nice to come into the World Series kind of free-rolling because of that tournament.
It feels
good and takes any pressure off.
You don't get bored playing No Limit Hold'em?
I play like once a month. I really enjoy it. If it's more than that, I find it hard to get into it. And if I don't get into it, I just don't play as well.
So. Are there 1Ks and a 1.5Ks, are they part of your schedule?
Not any of the No Limits. The mixed games, I will still play them. Especially if it feels like one I might enjoy. But if it turns out there's better cash games or something else I'd rather do, I might skip a few of the 1500s.
As time goes on, more and more pros are now venturing over to mixed games. Not just for value anymore, it's just about challenging yourself as a player at the highest level, because there's only so much you can learn or get in your head for No Limit Hold'em. Where would you advise players to start in terms of the mixed game action? What game should they pick up first? Or does it even matter?
I guess if you come from a No Limit Hold'em background, playing games that are similar to that might be good. I think Limit Hold'em is a pretty easy move for anyone who came from No Limit Hold'em. And maybe Pot Limit Omaha, because it's always also a big bet, although it does have four cards, so it's a lot more complicated, I would say. So I think they're the best games to move to first. After that, maybe Triple Draw, still got the same blind structure and stuff. And then probably last, I would say the stud games, because very different and you have to pay attention to different things.
And if you are going to learn these things, I mean, if you're learning No Limit Hold'em, for example, you've got to run it once, or you go to Ivy League. What about mixed games? I mean, I haven't looked to see if these guys are running any kind of training videos and that type of stuff, but how did you learn, and how can other people learn these games?
I just learn myself online. It's always easy to get in hands online. There's always games going at different stakes, so it's no better way to learn than practice. Obviously, that's not everything, but that's still the best way to just get a few hands under your belt. There still is videos on Run It Once and Ivy League. Ivy's done some mixed ones. James Obbs, the one on Run It Once, was a good video. There's still some material out there, but a little less, so I'd still recommend playing by yourself to begin with.
And they have the lowest stakes at 10 game and that kind of stuff. They have it at such low stakes online?
Yeah, online you can go as low as 27, 40 cents. I always see regular games up to at least 4-8, 10, 20.
And what about Dealer's Choice? Did you ever get involved in the cash games in the local casino with the old-timers?
Yeah, I actually did at university in Sheffield. I wasn't very popular there, though. They wouldn't.
Why, because you kept winning?
Yeah. There was two seats open once. They said, no, they're reserved, and they said it for the whole night. They just didn't let me join. But it was a fun mix of games. I think it's great they brought in a Dealer's Choice event this year. I'm going to miss it, unfortunately. I'm not going to be here for it, but I think it's going to be a great event.
When you assess your standing in a game, do you come up with the answer that you're really, really good at these mixed games? Or is it just not everybody else is that good at these mixed games? Where do you stand on it?
Different games have evolved to different stages. A game like Stud High just really hasn't evolved. I would say the average player was better at Stud High maybe like 20 years ago than now, or not much in it. The game just hasn't evolved that much. Whereas, say, Pot Limit Omaha, people have got pretty good at that now. So I would say most of the horse games, besides Limit Hold'em, people are still People still haven't figured it out. People still make a lot of mistakes, and it's every year I come to the World Series, they're not getting much better. Most people are still making the same mistakes.
Who are the exceptional players for you at the mixed game level these days?
I give a lot of credit to the guys online who I've played regularly. I feel like the game's evolving faster online.
And this is cash games, right? Yeah.
Yeah. The game's still evolving faster online. I still think the best players are the ones who are winning at the highest games. I think the guys who did really successful in the past in live games aren't doing as well online in mixed games these days. And that shows that the online players are coming through.
Well, thanks for joining us, Matt, and I hope you continue your success this year like you did last year, and wish you all the best.
Thanks a lot.